Wednesday, November 30th. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, I want to take you to a story out of CBN News. One of Maryland's wealthiest school districts has moved forward with an LGBTQ+ inclusive book list for elementary school students, while at the same time declining to recommend several children's books that promote American values. Montgomery Public Schools showed a list of LGBTQ+ books that would be offered to pre-K through fifth graders. This list teaches terms like drag queen and intersex. It reportedly aims to reduce marginalization of transgender and gender nonconforming students.
When I was growing up, my father was in minor league baseball, so that meant I went to 11 schools in 12 years. And one of the places I had the opportunity to live was a place that I dearly love, Charleston, South Carolina. We would go on Saturdays and Sunday afternoons out to the beach. And a number of years ago, I had the opportunity to go back. But I go out to those beaches, and much of it remains the same, but some of it is changed. Some of the changes I could tell have been done throughout all the years since I was in the second grade. But there were some others I could tell had been changed cataclysmically. And that was, of course, with things such as hurricanes or gigantic storms that come in. And it's just done overnight. Are we in the midst of a cultural change that's the ebbs and tides of the movement of secular progressivism? Or is this comparable to a hurricane force cultural revolution? I ride by North Charleston Elementary School and try to imagine going to class in the elementary age there with this curriculum that's being proposed in the Montgomery County school system just outside of Washington, D.C. And trying to imagine my parents allowing that to be done if they knew what was happening, and allowing those things to be brought to bear upon my heart and soul, not just the mind. You're dealing with the heart and the soul, and those who are pushing the progressive secular movement are fully aware of that, which is why they've targeted children through the curriculum. That's why they put drag queens in to read stories. It is to normalize the abnormal, to make acceptable the perverse. As humanity in rebellion against God strikes out at the creation mandates of God, such as marriage, sex within marriage, family, gender, etc., they're not content with just the gradual change of the culture. It is an all-out assault, and the way the culture will be changed dramatically is to change the hearts and minds of children. This is nothing more than the secular progressive movement to deconstruct Western civilization. This is not a curriculum for education. This is a curriculum for indoctrination, to promote that which is unacceptable, what was previously condemned and now demanding that they celebrate, whether it's same-sex marriage, transgenderism with all of the horrors that it is producing and its irreversible effects with chemical manipulation and surgical mutilation. All of these things have a design. It is to vilify what was declared good and magnify what was declared evil as good. By the way, the Bible is clear on this. Apart from God's common grace that restrains a society, and apart from God's redeeming grace that changes the hearts and minds of sinners into a robust, intimate, personal, vital relationship with Christ, apart from that, this is the trajectory of every society. And as this society rebels against God, and God then gives them over to their desires, you see the devolution of that society as it descends like water going down a drain into a death spiral and disappears from the face of the earth. We are at such a point. And we now bring the force of local, state, and federal government with all of their agencies to bear through the educational system upon the hearts and minds of our children. Our children, God says, are entrusted to us as stewardship, and we are to raise them in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. You are responsible for the education of your children. Now you are turning your children over to teachers who will talk with them and teach them and show them with powerful instruments of technology through their minds, to their hearts, images, words, that if you were sitting in a city park and someone walked up and said those same things to your children, you would have them arrested for child molestation. This is nothing more than grooming children for the abuse of children, and in some cases, through the transgenderism part of this movement, abusing children not simply sexually, but will abuse children surgically and chemically with powerful drugs that utterly destroy the hormonal and testosterone system as it engages in chemical castration and hormonal mutilation. It's no accident it's at the doorstep of the Capitol. Powerful people are there promoting, and parents are allowing it. I would just simply say to parents, number one, speak up and let them know you will not destroy the life of my child. Or secondly, remove your child so they can't get their hands not only on the body of your child, but on the heart of your child.
Well, Harry, as you've touched upon, it is not just a matter of what is being taught or what's available in the school libraries. There's a story out of Vermont where a 14-year-old girl by the name of Blake Allen, she says, "I complained to the school about a male in the girls' locker room, but nothing was done. I was in the locker room and a biological male walked in and the rest of the team was there. I really was uncomfortable and I left. I told my school and they just shut me down. There was nothing they could do," they said. "I was later suspended because I voiced my opinion that a male shouldn't be in the girls' locker room."
And Tom, it even extends to the fact that her dad, who was a coach, comes under discipline because he defends his daughter and her right to be offended by being placed in a situation where a male is disrobing in front of her. Tom, I've got three sisters and I have to confess this. The first thing that went through my mind is, what would my father have done if that had happened to one of my three sisters? Well, that would not have been a pretty sight. I commend not only his speaking out, but the restraint he is showing at this time because of what was done to violate the sensibilities of his daughter by these public school officials, and then now what they're doing to them. The states, you need to start taking action because of this federally funded and federally empowered LGBTQAI movement, which is a vital part of this progressive secular movement to deconstruct civilization. And it matters not the casualty of a nation that goes into a death spiral or the violation of the sensibilities and lives of children. But there's something else. Church of Jesus Christ, there's two things. Pastors, elders, leaders, members, please hear me. Get the church on mission, on message, and in ministry. Do discipleship. Provide means whereby people, while we still can, be educated with a Christian world and life view. Sunday schools and youth ministries that are serious about evangelism and discipleship. Yes, have a social time, but get serious about God's Word. Parents, recommit yourself to family worship, talking with your children. Your children not only are being targeted in the school system, they're being targeted throughout our society in various organizations, through the social media. You've got to get into their life. Be a Christian parent. Raise your child in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Claim the promises of God. I'll be a God to you and to your children after you. And may the Church of Jesus Christ do its job to evangelize discipleship and equip so that individuals and parents can stand firm and turn out Christians in this society who are salt and light in the public square.
There are a number of ways you can stay in touch with Harry Reader and Today in Perspective, but the best way is by downloading the Briarwood app. It is available through your favorite app store. Simply type in Briarwood PCA. You'll have access to audio, video, and written resources that will challenge and encourage your walk in the Lord Jesus Christ. This app is yours at no cost. Well, do stop by again tomorrow, Thursday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.